Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Not bad, yeah. Enjoying the sun.
It's nothing like it. It's a wonderful country when it's sunny.
It is by far the best country in the world when it's sunny. Seriously.
Yeah, I think it just keeps us in check, though, when it only gives us a little bit and then it tells us, no, calm down. You're not getting that all the time now.
I think so too. I was actually walking the dog earlier. I was thinking exactly this. I was thinking, we're fairly loved globally, right?
Yeah.
And the weather's this, like, as bad as it is. If it, we'd be too powerful if it was good all the time.
Or else we'd never have emigrated. So therefore, we couldn't, like, have, you know, infiltrated the rest of the world and gotten us as loved as possible if it was nice here all the time.
No one would know we exist.
Listen, let's talk. Let me in. I want to get straight to business because I love this song, man.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I went to Nashville last summer and wrote this song on day one. It was one of those ones I didn't sing it 100 times. You know what I mean? I did, like, you can hear those imperfections in the recording and all that kind of stuff. And that side of things was important to me from a musical point of view, but also in terms of an idea. Yeah, like, I think I had kind of rinsed the sort of touring and release thing for quite a long time. And you take some time away and I guess you come back with a fresh perspective and a fresh idea on what you might be trying to achieve or how you're trying to feel and all that type of thing. So, yeah. So that song is kind of just about that for me, like trying to find a more meaningful sense of happiness that isn't necessarily this like self-worth that's attached to achievements, you know?
Totally. And there's a lyric in it, which is the opening line, that the chorus is so beautiful. I know there's a room where I'm happy, but I can't find my way to the door. I mean, it just hit me, like sucker punched me straight away when I heard it. And I'm just wondering, how autobiographical are you about these things? Because I know, like, isn't it true that a lot of the songs that we assume are Dermot are maybe about, you know, life experiences you can see through other people's eyes?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, this one was for me, but it's just, it's not as bleak as it sounds, but it's just, I feel like you're constantly on a journey.
I don't think it's bleak at all. Yeah, this is the human experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you're just trying to find your way there. I think for me, I guess it was just, like I said, whoever I was or my version of being happy was often attached to this kind of ambition and achievements and whatever. And you get it. And it's not to downplay how lovely it all is, but it's just not it, you know, like it's a fantastic thing to happen. But I always kind of like when athletes do this a lot, they kind of say football is part of my life, but it's not my whole life. Do you know what I mean? And I think, or someone, do you know Hector Bellerin that played for Arsenal? I heard him say recently that football is the most important thing of the less important things in his life. but even music is massively important to me. But it's just, you know, you want to know who you are away from that thing. So
that makes perfect sense. Absolutely. Yeah. What was Nashville? What was that experience like?
That's class. It really is. I know everyone's going there now, and that's been the way for a long time. But
sure.
But that's brilliant. I can't knock it, honestly. Like, I guess for me, I've spent a lot of time in New York and in LA, and those are these kind of two hubs for me. But yeah. I like going to Nashville. It works. Like, people actually say hello when you walk past them and stuff.
Okay. And where do you stay? Like, do you do hotel or do you do an Airbnb, or what do you do?
Depends. If it was like more than a week, you'd want to be in a little house or something, wouldn't you? I think hotels can drive you a bit mad.
Yeah, houses are fierce, swanky. I like a big, nice house.
Yeah,
that would make me happy.
Yeah. And when you drive out of town, you go past like Franklin and these places, it's wild. It's all like ranches and stuff. That's nuts.
Actually, can I tell you my Nashville story, right? This is nuts, right? I was once told by a friend, I was in Nashville. I was told by a friend who lived there. He said, there's the biggest guitar warehouse on the outskirts of Nashville, right? And I was like, I'm a guitar obsessed. I collect guitars. I've got 80 something guitars.
Really?
I'm like, this is me, right? So I'm like, yes. Yeah. So he just gave me the address. I took a cab out there to this industrial estate. It turned out to be the biggest sex shop in the southern United States is where he sent me. That's where he sent me. Now, trust me, you can get anything you want in there, Dermot. Like, I'm not saying I didn't go in. I'm just just saying they didn't sell the guitars I thought they were going to sell.
Wow.
Soap on a rope, tickle feathers, you know, whatever would tickle your pickle, they had it in there, my friend. Let me just tell you. I left quickly. He laughed for about 4 days, which was really nice. Tell me this. Does all of this Nashville stuff lead to a new album? And is Let Me In a little taster of that?
I think it is. I think I wanted to get a song out before the festival in Sydney and Boston. I don't necessarily see Let Me In as me being like, here's this song.
Okay, this is everything. Album. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all going again. It doesn't necessarily feel that way. But it, I mean, like, it's an important song to me and I wanted it to exist before the festival. But what's been lovely is Nashville was kind of just like a few weeks where I was writing and kind of getting things going. And then for the most part, we've been in Dublin working in the studio here. And so it's just been magic. Honestly, that's a new experience for me. Gabe Simon, who I met in Nashville, who I've been working on the album with, came over for a while, and I've just dreamed of that situation. I've been doing this for nearly 10 years, and I've dreamed of the day that I'm like, I jump in the car, go to the studio, work, drive home. Like if I'm in Nashville and I'm working with somebody and they're like, oh, I have to go at 6 because I'm going home to do this, I've just been so envious of that, and I've always been on the move, you know. And so to make, I think it all kind of works. Everything feels quite serendipitous in a way, in the sense that, like, the music feels more homely. I made it close to home. It just, it all feels like it makes sense. I think I like being on the move as much as anybody, and I do find it inspiring and stuff, but to make music close to home meant a lot to me.
Let's talk Mishnuk. What's that? Courage, right? That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Brilliant name. Brilliant name. But am I right in thinking, like, if you organize a Paddy's Day festival yourself, Dermot, shouldn't you be playing on Paddy's Day? Did you not spend Paddy's Day in an airplane?
Yeah, I did. It was funny. There's so many things you learn. Like, it was also this, there's so many things can happen. Now, touch wood, everything that could go well did go well. There was no drama. Literally, like, it went off without a hitch, which was fantastic. But, like, we woke up on the actual day of Mishnuk in Sydney, and it was set to be 38, 39 degrees or something. And I was just like, oh, no.
That is
5,000 Irish people going to the center of the city. But no, everyone, honestly, like, pat on the back for every single person that went, because there was no drama. Everybody looked after each other. There was no stupid stuff. Music was class. Everything went well. It was perfect.
And then you flew to Boston. So you would have gone Dublin, Sydney, Boston. They would have been your flights, right?
Exactly, yeah. So again, we went around the back of the map for Boston. And again, even that went well. Do you know, like, even because, say, the Frames played in Sydney and then the Swell Season played in Boston. So, like, even the fact that they got there on time, all that kind of stuff meant a lot to me. And it's the sort of thing you take for granted the second it works. But now it's class. Went straight to Boston, did a smaller show on the first night in Boston in a kind of a, I always think of Crawdaddy when I think of places like this. Okay. It was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know, 300 people or something. And played, Florence Road played, which was brilliant. And there was a few different acts played. And then the following night, we did the big gig sort of TD Garden, which is where the Celtics play and stuff. So that was good.
Amazing. And look, it's you and me, Dermot. We go back a long way. You can be honest. Would you rather let the music and things like Mishnuk do your talking for you? Like, would you honestly rather never do another thing? Like, I'm very grateful that you're here to talk to me today, and I love talking to you, and I love exploring these things with you. But, like, when you see, you know, a list come up and go, oh, I've got to talk to Dave Moore on Today FM, fudge sticks.
Like,
You can be honest.
I'm just being nice. No. Like, and then even if I do feel that way and then we jump on, I'm like, oh, sweet.
This is okay.
I think you figure out what you like to do. Do you know what I mean? You can have a chat here over 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's an actual conversation. You do struggle with certain stuff when you're kind of, you're on TV for 2.5 minutes. And you're supposed to, like, that stuff is a killer.
Is it just something you read on the internet, or is this actually true? Were some of your early song lyrics inspired by Lord of the Rings?
Definitely, yeah. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, all that stuff, The Hobbit. Yeah.
Because, like, my favorite movie of all time is Lord of the Rings. Favorite book of all time is Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. Just to hear that is brilliant. The Hobbit is yours, right? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think I just lived in that headspace. I would love to go back there, honestly. It kind of, it was just, I felt very inspired by those things. I think nowadays, granted, I've lived more life, so that's where it comes from. But it was nice back then. I would always sing with my eyes closed because that was the type of world I was inhabiting in my head.
Yeah. Gotcha. And is fantasy novels, that still a thing?
I would say so. I think my attention span is shot to death, like everybody else. Yeah. But what am I reading at the moment? I'm reading a book called The God of the Woods. That's really good. Okay. Yeah, Pan supposedly was the god of the woods, the ancient Greek god. And so that's where the word panic comes from. So it's this kind of slightly scary book. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. I must check it out. That's good. Quick fire round before you go, if you don't mind. Do this with all my guests. What are you currently obsessed with?
The Last of Us.
Oh, very good. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Blah, blah, blah. Shawn Mendes, probably. That's
nice.
A weird one,
good answer. Good answer. 8-year-old Dermot Kennedy is in school. It's second class. The teacher says, it's sus bug. Open your lunchbox. What is inside?
One time, a kitchen sponge, because my mother had a sort of... my mother had an error. Yeah. What's inside? Couldn't tell. Could be Pop-Tarts on a good day.
Oh, that would be a very good day. Wow.
That's what I was obsessed with, actually.
But the kitchen sponge, outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And the final question, and I promise you, this is the weirdest question you'll get all day, because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, yeah. Very passionate about that. Right. Yeah, it's wild to me that people don't.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Well, I've been in the studio with you, and you don't stink.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I don't seem to stink that badly on a regular basis. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, one more thing just before you go. I have to let you know that my listeners dared me to insert weird words into our interview.
Yeah.
So when
this is
I said,
now that you're telling me.
When I said tickle your pickle, did I say soap on a rope? I don't know if I even got that
you
one in.
Say soap on a rope. Yeah.
Fierce swanky. I think there was one. I'd have to call you Kermit Dennedy at some point. Anyway, look, you've been good sport as always.
Happy days. None of it struck me as weird. It's
yes.
All right.
Success. Dermot, you're so sound. Thanks a million. Thanks for talking to me. And I cannot wait to hear what comes after letting me in. It's so good.
Nice one, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Happy days.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.